Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. Hey, do you remember your neighbors from your childhood home? I mean, were there kids your age nearby that you played with, or did you live further away from others? Maybe you lived out in the country more, where there were more cows and crops than people close by. Maybe you still live in the same neighborhood you grew up in. My family and I lived in Ohio in what would become known as the suburbs. In the late 1950s, families were moving outside of towns and cities. They were looking for some land, but not necessarily an entire farm. And so they stopped in between the cities and the farms, and they built up that area, that small community now called the suburbs. In the suburbs, you had neighbors whose homes were built fairly close together. I mean, you could definitely look out the window and see homes around you in the suburb. So you got to know each other. In our neighborhood, there were lots of kids. But unfortunately, very few little girls lived nearby. There were families of boys on every side of us, and I mean every side. And I thought it was terribly unfair, since there were already two boys living in our home, not counting my dad. So how about your neighborhood? Do you live near other neighbors now, or are they farther away? And do you know your neighbors? Well, Dr. David Jeremiah, the author of our book study, The Promise of Heaven, opened chapter 10 with a reminder of everyone's favorite neighbor, Mr. Rogers. I was a little bit too old to have discovered Mr. Rogers as a child and his neighborhood back in the day. And when we moved here to Pittsburgh, I discovered that Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was actually in Pittsburgh. Yeah, there's actually a statue and a memorial and museum and all those things to Mr. Rogers in downtown Pittsburgh. So how about you? Do you remember watching Mr. Rogers? He would always ask, "Won't you be my neighbor?" Well, as Dr. David Jeremiah describes in his book, on page 82, he says, "All of us dream of an idyllic neighborhood where everyone is pleasant, crime is absent, smiles abound, complaints are never heard, and every contact with our fellow citizens is enjoyable. This inborn feeling is actually an intrinsic desire for heaven." He writes, "It's always a wonderful day in that neighborhood, and you'll love your fellow citizens in heaven." Philippians 3:20 and 21 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." Yeah, what a beautiful day in the heavenly neighborhood it will be, because our citizenship, as he writes, our neighborhood is in heaven. Now, we've learned a lot in our recent study of the promise of heaven about what our new home there will look like. But today, in chapter 10, we get a picture of who our neighbors will be when we get there. We're told about our future neighbors actually in Hebrews 12, starting in verse 22. Hebrews 12, starting in 22, the author writes, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." Well, we find out in that passage in Hebrews 12 about who our neighbors will be when we get to heaven. They will include, first of all, angels. Angels. Now, no matter how wonderful your current neighbors are, they aren't actually angels. Hate to break it to you. But our future neighbors in heaven will be. They will be actual angels. And Dr. Jeremiah describes our angelic neighbors on page 84 in his book when he writes this. He writes, the first set of neighbors in heaven is described as an innumerable company of angels. The NIV version says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Not only will there be a lot of them, but they'll be joyful, happy, holy angels in a festive mood, celebrating and worshiping. So it'll be good not only to have angels as our neighbors, but happy ones at that. Secondly, our second neighbors will be believers, meaning us, those of us who've accepted Christ as our Savior. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 85. He describes the next group of heavenly citizens is the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, as Hebrews 12:23 says. So the church of the firstborn, these are all the Christians who have followed Jesus Christ during the past 2,000 years. You and I are in this category. When the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost, he writes, the Holy Spirit began working alongside the church to bring about a continuous harvest of souls for the kingdom. The gospel has penetrated every generation, and the flame of evangelism has never gone out. Every era of history can record remarkable stories of God's work through his expanding church. So we believers will be neighbors, will actually be neighbors in the new heaven. Well, our third neighbor, well, it's God. After all, heaven is his home. It's our Father's home. It's his dwelling place. I mean, after all, in Matthew 6, we were taught to pray, our Father who art in heaven. And Dr. Jeremiah writes this about that passage on page 87. He writes, God the Father dwells in heaven. It's his home. So when we go there, he will welcome us into his own home. We will dwell in his house, according to Psalm 23 and John 14. Our author continues. He writes, I'm not certain we will physically see God the Father, even with the eyes of our new glorified bodies, because he dwells in, as 1 Timothy 6 says, unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. Well, John 1 says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So we may not physically see God. God is spirit, but we'll be welcomed into his home. And so that's another neighbor of ours. A fourth neighbor. Well, these are the faithful saints. This is the group of godly men and women who died before Jesus came to earth, before his resurrection, actually. Godly men and women, so it'd be the Old Testament heroes of faith, Old Testament believers, and the very early New Testament believers. And Dr. Jeremiah describes them on page 87 this way. The fourth group of heavenly citizens is the spirits of just men made perfect. We read about that in Hebrews 12:23. So that, our author believes, refers to the Old Testament saints, those whom Jesus took with him when he ascended to heaven. He goes on to write, when godly men and women died before the resurrection of Christ, they went to an intermediate place called paradise. And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he took paradise up to the third heaven, the heaven that we will all live in. He led his people there, all who had died in faith before the ascension. So that includes all of the Old Testament saints, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Solomon, Elisha, Micah, and so on and so on, and Deborah, and Esther, and Ruth, and Naomi, the women too, who believed before Jesus came. So the Old Testament saints will also be our neighbors. Imagine that. And then our fifth neighbor, Jesus. Praise God, what a neighbor we will have in Jesus for eternity. Because of his sacrifice, we will have a forever home in heaven, and he'll be our neighbor. Dr. Jeremiah describes it this way on page 88. The passage in Hebrews that we've read, Hebrews 12, climaxes with the name of Jesus. Hebrews 12:24 says, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Every human being in heaven arrived there through the blood of the great mediator who, through his death, made peace for us with God. Because of him, Jesus, we will have an incredible neighborhood, the new heavens, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. That'll be our neighborhood. Angels and believers and faithful saints and God the Father and Jesus his Son. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood it will be each and every day when we get to heaven. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for all the details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.